Allie Kicklider is Senior Communications Coordinator for the Ladies Professional Golf Association.
On the LPGA level, we're always looking for different markets and always looking for opportunities for more tournaments.
Matt Sawyers is Deputy Secretary in the Kentucky Tourism, Arts, and Heritage Cabinet.
Well, yes, there is interest in bringing an LPGA Tour event here.
Both groups indicate their discussions remain preliminary, but talks have gone on for some time. Sawyer says a top priority is finding a title sponsor who will help fund the professional golf tournament.
We think it's going to be a good opportunity for whatever corporate entity wants to pick up on it, but it's really kind of bringing everything together at the same time. We need to have a community that supports it. We need to have a local organizing group. And usually you need local government support, too.
Sawyer says multiple communities in Kentucky are interested in hosting an LPGA stop. As with any major sporting event, he says it's also a question of weighing tournament costs with economic benefits.
This is, a good event for one of our communities, and it'll have a strong economic impact. And we're going to pitch it that way, but I think it's fairly self-evident. When you get the top-line competition of any major sports organization, and the LPGA is the oldest women's sporting organization in the country, so it kind of sells itself.
Currently, the LPGA Tour includes 27 tournaments. The LPGA's Allie Kicklider lives in Florida, but played college golf at the University of Kentucky. Kicklider says nothing in that tournament schedule would prevent a stop in the Commonwealth.
I mean, there's always room for more. We're always looking to build a schedule. Finding a place for a tournament is never an issue.
This year, during the Kentucky Derby, state officials met with the LPGA's chief executive officer. Zaida Calderon was reportedly very interested in seeing their tour stop in Kentucky. For WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson.